This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. What is one of the most important traits we can use to share the gospel effectively? We are doing a sermon series to help us become stronger people for Christ. And the answer to this question might surprise you. Please join us.
Today we're going to take a look at how we might get stronger in the area of compassion. I hope you'll stay with us. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, we pause at this time to thank you for your gracious compassion to us. We remember that while we were lost, in your compassion you came after us through Jesus. All glory and honor and praise to you, O Lord. Amen. Our reading for today is taken from Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What's written in the law? How do you read it?" The lawyer answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you'll live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I'll repay you when I come back.' Now, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" And the lawyer said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Here ends our reading. Dear friends, everybody needs Jesus. That is the truth that drives this ministry, and it drives me as a pastor. Everybody needs to see what a wonderful life giver Jesus is, and then step into a relationship with him and follow him. Now, over the years, I've taught a number of evangelism training courses to the people in my congregation, wanting to get them ready to share this wonderful Jesus with the people around them. Everybody needs Jesus, you see. One of the courses I've used is entitled, "How to Become a Contagious Christian." And in that course, there's a formula we teach our folks: high potency plus close proximity to people plus clear communication of the good news will bring about maximum impact. High potency refers to Jesus' statement about us being the salt of the earth and how it's important to be saltiness and retain that saltiness. Saltiness involves having an authentic character and being sacrificial. But in the course, it also talks to us about the importance of being a compassionate person. There's a statement that's made in the materials which says, "Uncaring Christianity does not attract inquirers into the fold. But a clear and consistent demonstration of Christ-like love and compassion can be a powerful magnet that pulls people towards Jesus, can open up people's hearts like nothing else can." Max Lucado, in a recent book, says, "Compassion is the best apologetic." When you think about it, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, Christian and non-Christian alike seem to really like Pope Francis. Why is that, do you suppose? It's his compassion for people. Richard Stearns, who years ago wrote a wonderful book called The Hole in Our Gospel, this statement: when we're living out our faith with integrity and compassion in the world, God can use us to give others a glimpse of his love and character. Now, this should not be a surprise to us, really. Caring compassion for people, caring for the tangible needs of other human beings, has always been part and parcel of genuinely being God's people in this world. We follow a compassionate God, the Bible tells us. Of our God, it says, the Lord is gracious and compassionate. In Deuteronomy, he speaks to his people in chapter 15 through Moses, saying, there will never cease to be poor in the land. Therefore, open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and to the poor in your land. Be compassionate, people. In James, the New Testament book, religion that is pure, James writes, visits orphans, widows in their affliction. That's compassion. 1 Peter writes to a group of people that are struggling to make a credible witness for the gospel in the world. For this is the will of God, Peter writes, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Compassion. And then, of course, there's the tender-hearted mercy and compassionate kindness that was a trademark of Jesus himself. Again and again, the gospel writers in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John point us to the compassion of Jesus, whether it's healing a leper or feeding people or spending time with the untouchables, the unlovables. Jesus showed compassion. When he saw the people out in the wilderness coming to him, it says he had compassion on them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And so he taught them about God's kingdom and his love for them. Jesus touched the untouchable, the unlovable, the unnoticed. He seemed to see people with a different lens. And it attracted crowds to him. Today we find Jesus emphasizing the importance of loving compassion in this passage I read earlier. An expert in Old Testament law came to Jesus and he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life, teacher?" Jesus showed remarkable restraint and patience with this question because it's a stupid question. An inheritance is something to be received, not earned or deserved. Well, Jesus said, "Well, what does the Bible say?" And the man said, "Well, love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus kind of shut it down right there. He said, "Well, do this, you'll live." But then the man wanted to take this discussion further, perhaps to prove to those around him that he was pretty smart. He said, "So who's my neighbor?" He seemed to want boundaries. There must be a limit, he was thinking. And Jesus told him the story about a mugging, about the man who was going down from Jerusalem, obviously a Jew, to Jericho, and he was mugged and beaten up by robbers, lying half dead on the side of the road. Two people passed him by as he lay there, both of them very religious, but they didn't do anything. The third person came along. Jesus said, "Now when he saw the man, he had compassion. And he stopped and he helped this individual." Rather shocking for a Jewish person listening into this story that a Samaritan who they hated and who hated Jews was helping his enemy. When he's done with the story, Jesus says, "Who was the neighbor in this story?" And the man can't even bring himself to say the word Samaritan. He says, "The person who showed mercy." And Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." And we learn from Jesus today this very important truth. Compassion is commanded of God's commissioned. Go and do likewise. David Teedy, in his commentary on the Gospel of Luke, writes, "The Good Samaritan story is more than simply a morality lesson. It's Christ's instruction in the observance of the law of God in accordance with the kingdom of mercy and service that Jesus has inaugurated. Go and do likewise." And Jesus even is giving a picture of what compassion in action looks like in this parable that he told. It was risky, wasn't it? There could have been robbers waiting behind a boulder to jump out and beat up the Samaritan. We've read stories of that happening in our own day. It was sacrificial. He gave up of his own goods to take care of this man. He gave up of his own time and convenience to get him to a place that he would be safe and could be helped. He was extravagant, wasn't he? Not only taking care of the man on the spot, but paying his bill at the Holiday Inn and then leaving money behind to take care of future expenses until he got back on his feet. Compassion looked beyond skin color and cultural differences and even religion, as the Samaritan shows us in this story today. Jesus teaches us with. It knows no boundaries. I want to ask you a personal question. How often lately have you felt compassion for people in need? And how often have you followed up those feelings and actually helped someone by serving them or encouraging them or visiting them or expressing love in some tangible way? And to help you quantify your response to that question, I'd like to challenge you to write down a number between 1 and 10 that represents your present level of compassion these days. How is your personal compassion quotient? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being pretty cold, and 10 being, I'm a Mother Teresa clone, rate yourself. And by the way, to make it more challenging, there are no fives. You can't use five. Our compassion quotient can sometimes get dangerously low. I know mine does. And it takes away from our effectiveness then to get everybody to see Jesus and to receive him. There's a number of reasons that play into this. When we get low on our compassion, there are compassion busters all around us and within us. There's our own background maybe works against us. Maybe we grew up in a home where there was a lack of love and compassion and more judgmentalism and criticism than anything else. Maybe that needs to be dealt with in your life. A wise Christian friend to talk about that with, or a counselor. I think our busyness gets in the way. Such a hectic pace of life so many of us live. It's hard to love when I'm tired. It's hard to even notice people when I'm rushing. I need to slow down. I think sometimes we're so bombarded with the needs around us by the news and social media that we become desensitized. We see hungry, hurting people every time we turn on a TV set and watch the news. Or we turn on our computer, read the news there. Or maybe it's compassion fatigue. Some of us are in places where we're of life where we're so busy taking care. We're a caregiver to a person in our lives, perhaps. It's just totally burning us out. Or maybe we've been burned along the way trying to take care of people, and we don't want to experience that again, that disappointment and discouragement. Or just maybe you need some fresh touches of God's compassion and love yourself. It's hard to give away something that you don't have. Let me remind you, if you're listening in here today, how crazy God is about you. Let me reawaken you to the depths of his love for you. He gave his son Jesus Christ to rescue you from your sinfulness and the consequences of it. He had him nailed to a cross. It was for you. If you were the only person that ever lived, Jesus went to that cross for you out of compassion, so that you could have a relationship with the Father who created you and is crazy about you, that you might receive forgiveness and receive the promises that God has in mind for you. He loves you. So let me ask you this. How do you suppose a person can grow stronger in compassion. Move that compassion quotient up a couple numbers, maybe from a 3 to a 5 or a 6 to an 8. Well, there's a variety of things a person can do. Number one, I would suggest that you expose yourself more to what's going on in the world. Read this book, The Hole in Our Gospel by Richard Stearns. He's the president of World Vision International. It's a great book that reawakens us to the world that is so much bigger than the little world we find ourselves sometimes living in and existing in. Or read Locato's book, Outlive Your Life, which talks to us about what life in the church can be, following Jesus out into the world. I like Ron Sider's book, Rich Christians in an Age of Hunger. Start studying the newspaper a little bit more. Read those stories about the hurts that are going on in the world and begin to educate yourself and pray about those things. Put them in God's hands and start seeing people, noticing them, studying them. That's going to take maybe slowing down a little bit with your schedule and start stepping outside of your own little existence and start stepping into someone else's and take control of things and start seeing people and what's going on in their lives. Start noticing the hurts. Another thing that can really be valuable is to begin each day with this daily prayer that I learned along the way. Break my heart, Lord, the way yours is breaking. Show me where there is hurt and where I can help. And then finally, take some steps and get involved. I really believe that positive choices leading to positive actions will result in positive feelings. It'll enlarge your heart when you put compassion to work. There's so many people who are by the side of the road that need you. Maybe it's someone in a nursing home. When's the last time you went to visit someone in a nursing home when you didn't have to, but you wanted to? Maybe there's someone that needs you to adopt them as a friend. Or if you're in a senior citizen's home living in that existence, is there someone around you, a lonely neighbor who doesn't get much company? How about some compassion? I know people that teach English as a second language volunteer to the refugees coming into our country. Do you quilt? Do you knit? Maybe there's someone who needs a prayer shawl or someone like Lutheran World Relief that could use those quilts to provide warmth to those that don't have anything. Study about the people that you're quilting for. How about intercessory prayer for the hurting? Telephone calls to those who are lonely. A meal for someone who's hurting. Hospitality to someone who lives alone. Adopt a child from Compassion International. Julie and I do that. A monthly payment helps my little boy, Alexander, to go to school and have materials and food and a good clothes to use. Pray for them. Get to know them. Today I want to seal this sermon with a saying from St. Teresa that means so much to me, and I hope it does for you. Christ has no body on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ's compassion for the world is to look out. Yours are the feet for which he is to go about doing good, and yours are the hands with which he is to bless now. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your compassion in our lives. What an amazing opportunity, though, you've spread out before us, a chance to make a difference for you in a hurting world. Help us to see the needs you want us to see, to react in a way that honors you, and to bless others by serving them gladly with practical expressions of your love and compassion. In Christ's name we ask your help in this. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has helped lead you down the road of greater compassion for your fellow neighbor. We are excited to announce that we now have a brand new redesigned website. Visitors to our site will discover easy-to-find links to the current message, as well as previous messages and other useful information. We invite you to check out our webpage at www.christiancrusaders.org. If you enjoyed today's message and have the means to do so, we invite you to share in Christian Crusaders' mission, which is to provide a weekly worship service proclaiming Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and personal Savior to all who receive Him. We are a nonprofit, 501(c). Listener-supported ministry. All contributions to this ministry are considered tax-deductible. Please send your donation to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We deeply appreciate your prayerful and financial gifts. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484 or 1-888-MY-FAITH. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you were able to worship with us this day, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 80th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.